Hey everybody, Cord, John F., Joe, and I talked about Free Throw, and then we had a conversation about bands and evolving their sound and deprogram changing how you listen to music. What?
Yeah. Honestly, I can't even imagine all the all the planning and stuff like this that you do for the show, Justin. But I know I have taken so much away from deprogram, like so many bands I have also been opened up to, and listening to most all of the episodes, and like, you know, bands I never would have thought of either, you know. So fucking A. I love it,
man. It's honestly, like, I just got into the show like super recently, like probably a month ago. I've only ever listened to like a handful of episodes, but I was like talking to Christina about this the other day when I was telling her that I was in on this Free Throw episode, and I was like, dude, this is like kind of changed the way that I have like changed the way that I listen to music, because for a long time, like, I got really weird with certain bands. I would be kind of a stickler about certain albums, where like if I didn't like an album when it came out, I just kind of like wrote it off and never gave it another chance. And then like even just like, I've only listened to like a handful of episodes, but like there was stuff like The Story So Far, or, you know, even like the Jimmy Eat World episode, where like you guys were talking about like when you guys start raving about records from bands. Fall Out Boy was another big one. When you guys start raving about records from bands that like, oh, I wrote that record off for some reason. Mm-hmm. Like it makes me like go back and listen to that album in like a whole new light and try to like take it in for what it is. And like, you guys also talk about like watching the growth of a band. And I think a lot of the time it's easy for people to like see a band grow in a different direction than what initially made you fall in love with that band. And that makes it easy to just be like, oh, they're not as good anymore. But like, I don't know, Deprogrammed has made me be like, wait a minute, like, just because a band grows in a different direction doesn't mean that it's going to be bad. Like, just because The Story So Far hasn't written four other records that sound exactly like Under Soil and Dirt doesn't mean Proper Dose isn't a fucking incredible record.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Proper Dose, holy shit.
Well said. Dude.
Well said.
Yeah. No, man, like, it is interesting. And I love to hear that, because that is the real meaning behind the program is really listening to bands, like really listening to them. And it's funny because you have, and this is the way we're talking, this is going to sound like a dig, but John definitely has his, you have your trenches, especially a lot of the bands that you hop in on, you have your trenches and you're like, no, this is it. And I love that I have to take that into account when I'm doing a band with you.
Yeah. I'm 40. I'm almost 43 years old. Like I have strong musical opinions, and sometimes I come into these with kind of preconceived notions, and sometimes it gets blown up, and sometimes I'm always willing to fight for some songs that I really like. Yeah.
I think that's what I loved about this band in particular is this wasn't a typical, well, sound wise, this was very much in line with one of your bands that we would do.
Yeah.
I think you approached it way different than I think you've ever had.
Maybe. Yeah. like I said, that's part of the reason, because they're not a band that, like, we don't have their full catalog yet.
Yeah.
You know, they're still growing. They're still doing their thing. So this is more just like we're just going to check in and get a snapshot of where they are in progress. And then, you know, and we might look at these records differently.
That's true. You never know. Like, now the likeliness of us coming back to those days are gone, you know, 5 years from now and going, ah, boo, get that out of here.
Yeah.
That's probably zero. But like, you never know. Like, the next record could be like, holy fuck, they take this next step in evolution. And it's like, wow, holy fuck, I didn't know that they could do that. Holy shit. So I don't know, man.
Yeah,
like,
that's crazy how you said that, is, you know, they are literally just starting. Like, they just dropped, you know, whatever it was, 2014. That is, well, sort of seems like a long time ago, but it's really not. Like, they're still such a young band. Like, mm-hmm. holy, yeah. Like to see what could happen is super exciting.
And talking about like looking forward to the future with this band too, like I really like, I dig piecing it together. I haven't had as much time to sit with it, so like it's still their weakest record to me. I haven't, you know, it hasn't had the time to like really burn in. Mm-hmm. But like that being said, like I still love it. And what you were saying earlier about, you know, looking forward to the future of this band, something about piecing it together from to me sounds like you can hear them leaning towards a different direction. Like this is a like a transitionary album of sorts. You know what I mean? Mm. It's not quite as like heavy in your face as their previous records have been. And I think that's a really cool side of them to see, but I feel like it's them also like finding a new sound that might be even better refined whenever they put out their next record. And that makes things really exciting.
Yeah, a little bit about what's to come. Can't even imagine what's next for the dudes in Free Throw. If you'd like to hear the rest of that conversation, it's After the Fact number 85. You can get that by going to patreon.com/ohhijustin. $1 a month gets you in the door and gets you all sorts of great exclusive audio content, including After the Fact. If you'd like to hear our conversation on Free Throw, it's literally just the next episode. So go forward one and push play.